This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Donald Trump has tweeted that he and First Lady Melania Trump have tested positive for the coronavirus. His positive test comes just hours after the White House announced that senior aide Hope Hicks came down with the virus after traveling with the president several times this week. Mr. Trump, 74 years old, putting him at higher risk of serious complications from a virus that has now killed more than 205,000 people nationwide. In a memo, the president's physician said that the president and first lady are both well at this time and plan to remain at home within the White House during their convalescence. Democrats controlling the U.S. House narrowly passed a $2.2 trillion COVID-19 relief bill Thursday, a move that came as top-level talks on smaller, potentially bipartisan measures dragged on toward an uncertain finish. An air of pessimism has largely taken over the Capitol. The Democratic bill passed after a bipartisan debate without any Republicans in support. The move puts lawmakers no closer to actually delivering aid, such as more generous weekly unemployment payments, extended help for small businesses and especially troubled economic sectors, and another round of $1,200 direct payments to most Americans. Passage of the $2.2 trillion plan came after a burst of negotiations this week between the Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. Again, U.S. President Trump has tweeted that he and First Lady Melania Trump have tested positive for coronavirus. This comes as his aide, Hope Hicks, came down with the virus after traveling with the president as well. The United States continues to have both the highest number of COVID-19-related deaths and infections. Total number of deaths is more than 1,021,000 globally. This is VOA News. Madrid will become the first European capital to go back into lockdown in the coming days after resurgence of coronavirus infections. We get more from Reuters' Lauren Anthony.
Madrid is the continent's most severe coronavirus hotspot. The city of over 3 million people is set to go into lockdown in the coming days after the region's leader recently agreed Thursday to obey a central government order to ban non-essential travel there. Madrid has found itself caught in a fight between its national and local governments. It has at least 859 cases per 100,000 people, according to the World Health Organization. Much of the continent is facing similar challenges. Local lockdowns across the UK, for example, have been put in place.
Reuters' Lauren Anthony. An old newspaper ad is sure to ramp up a debate about how President Trump's latest Supreme Court nominee would vote on abortion rights. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani with details.
Amy Coney Barrett signed a 2006 ad sponsored by an anti-abortion group in which she said she opposed abortion on demand. It was not included in materials she gave the Senate Judiciary Committee for her nomination or when she was tapped for a federal appeals court seat 3 years ago. The White House has Barrett. It's made clear her personal views have no bearing on how she rules. And President Trump did not ask Barrett how she'd vote on abortion cases.
The president has been clear that he would never ask a judge to prejudge a case.
As Barrett continues meeting with senators on Capitol Hill, she declined to say why the ad was not disclosed to lawmakers. Sagar Magani, Washington.
A U.S. Senate committee has authorized subpoenas to compel testimony about hate speech and misinformation from the top executives of Facebook, Google, and Twitter. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
The Senate Commerce Committee Chairman, Republican Roger Wicker, says the CEOs of the top tech giants need to reveal the extent of influence their companies have over American speech during a critical time in the democratic process. This is the start of a new bipartisan initiative against Facebook, Google, and Twitter. Republicans claim social media platforms are deliberately suppressing conservative views, while Democrats have criticized the big tech CEOs for not policing content, including calls to perpetuate hate crimes and promote white nationalism. Facebook just widened its ban on false reporting, including claims of widespread voter fraud pushed by President Trump. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
More at voanews.com via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.